Does Hell Make Sense? By Steve Martin. My journey out of believing in hell started in prison. As a volunteer chaplain, I spent time talking to inmates. Many were repeat offenders, following in the footsteps of fathers who had also been in and out of prison. They were haunted by the fear that their sons would continue the cycle. We talked a lot about making good choices, but the truth was, they didn't have the tools or the foundation to make better decisions. It seemed inevitable. They'd end up right back where they started. Watching this pattern, I began to ask deeper questions. Why does God let Satan keep winning? Why does he allow generation after generation to be trapped and destroyed, only to end up in hell? Then that got me wondering, does hell even make sense? The idea of eternal punishment for actions committed in a short lifespan just didn't seem fair. How could a loving father create billions of people knowing that most of them would suffer forever? Love and endless punishment didn't add up. I thought about people like a Muslim grandmother in Iran whose greatest joy was loving her grandchildren. Or the little girl who was sexually abused, turned to drugs to numb her pain, sold her body to pay for the drugs, and eventually took her own life. Were they both destined for hell, for things they couldn't control? Then I considered the Holocaust. Millions of Jews were tortured and killed, and Christian teaching suggests that they're now in hell alongside Hitler. That didn't sit right with me. So much of what we do, how we believe and behave, is shaped by where we're born, how we're raised, and what we know. How is it fair to punish someone forever for things they never had the power to change? The more I thought about it, the more I realized how absurd it seemed that saving souls was left up to us. After 2,000 years, it hasn't gone so well. Take a ministry in India, for example, striving to reach 1 million kids for Jesus. It's an incredible goal, but it represents only 0.0714% of the population. Is everyone else doomed? And what about unconditional love? Can it really be unconditional if there are conditions attached? If Jesus died for all sin, why would eternal punishment still exist for anyone? If God's ultimate plan is to fix everything, how does eternal torment fit into that? Hell just didn't make sense anymore. It seemed like a terrible, nonsensical idea. But logic alone wasn't enough for me. I needed answers. So I dug into the Bible, reading different translations, studying the original languages, and devouring books on the topic. I won't bore you with all the theological details. You can find plenty of resources for that. But here's what I discovered. My deepest questions lined up with Scripture. God isn't cruel. He's love, our Father, and He's in control. What I came to realize was this. Life isn't a test. It's preparation. Eternal torture? That's a human invention, not God's plan. God's purpose is to restore everything, not just people but all creation, back to Himself. Nothing will be wasted. Everything will be made right, and no one will be left out. As my friend Dean Wilkinson says, no one is being cheated. The pain and suffering we experience now will eventually give way to something beautiful, a display of God's infinite love and power. God is love. Real love doesn't operate through fear or punishment. In the end, everything will be good. All will be well. The salvation of all? It doesn't just make sense. It's the only thing that truly does. Everything starts with God, moves through God, and returns to God, always.